This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
The guys at Storage Switzerland, who are they and what do they do? We've already met George Crump. Let's meet Eric Slack, senior analyst based out of the Denver, Colorado area. Tell us, how did you get to Storage Switzerland? Give me a little bit of your background.
I've been at Storage Switzerland for almost 5 years. I've been in the tech space for about 25 years. About half of that, I would call the traditional IT space, mostly in storage. The largest portion of that time frame was spent as a national storage integrator, where we designed and implemented storage projects, data protection, backup, SAN solutions, that kind of thing for a range of companies, from relatively small companies all the way up to companies in the enterprise. Really trying to find out what people really need, and that's one of the things about storage and about IT is that it really isn't about products. It's really about trying to come up with solutions and that sort of thing.
What's the big difference between being an IT person and being a storage person?
Well, IT is kind of the superset. I mean, it's information technology. It's computers. It includes networking and servers and compute. And then storage would be sort of another sort of leg of that stool. As a storage integrator, we focused mostly on selling storage systems and that portion of the IT infrastructure, not so much on servers and networking.
Now, you have a background with an electrical engineering degree, and you have a marketing degree. Now, marketing's basically the communication. So does marketing, that the communications that you learned in marketing, really give you the ability to simplify things, to make this complicated subject of storage easy for anybody in the data center to understand?
Actually, that's a pretty good synopsis, Charlie. One of the things that we really have to do at Storage Switzerland is take technology that can get pretty esoteric and get pretty complicated and make it meaningful. I mean, our readers are certainly smart enough to figure stuff out, but most of them would like to be able to get the cliff notes. Give me the executive summary so that I can understand what's meaningful about this, and I don't have to spend the time reading all the feeds and speeds and some of the gory details. So that's really what we try to emphasize. And yeah, I probably agree that the fact that I've spent some time in customer-facing roles and have a marketing education as well as a technical education kind of helps me understand how to do that.
Why do you like the storage business so much?
It's fast-paced. There's always new stuff coming out. It's interesting. About a dozen years ago, there was kind of this shift, and maybe it was longer ago than that, but way back when, when IBM was building computers, storage was called a peripheral, which by definition means sort of something ancillary on the side. And at some point, again in the last dozen years or so, that the emphasis shifted to where the data is what matters, and the computer and the compute engine is really just a tool. So at some point, the people, the shift has changed to where the data is what matters, and if the data is what matters, then the storage is really the part of it that people really care about, because that's their property and their asset. So that's one of the exciting things about it, is there will never be there's always an emphasis on storage because people care more about their data than anything.
And you have on-site storage, you have cloud storage, and the development of more reliable SSD. It has to keep you on your toes on a weekly basis.
Oh, sure. We get we get briefings every week. It's a gas because there's always interesting things coming out and really smart people that are reaching out to us at Storage Switzerland to tell us about their technology. And I think it's fun to be involved with.
Storage Switzerland, why be an analyst with Storage Swiss?
It's interesting because I kind of like the integrator space when I was working in that area. We were one of the few integrators that really took on new products. One of the emphases that we had was to bring new technologies to the market. And frankly, it was the way that we got in to see people and the way that, the way that we differentiated ourselves from other folks in that space. And it was a lot more exciting. And Storage Switzerland does exactly that. And again, is not wrapped around the axle on feeds and speeds and how stuff works. We really focus on why should you care? Because people really do have a limited amount of time, and they're always asking themselves, should I read this? Should I keep reading this piece that I'm reading?
Tell us a little bit about you, your personal background.
I live in Colorado. I've got twins that just turned 21 last fall. They're actually one's graduating from college this year, one's graduating next year. I'm a drummer. I play rock, jazz, and country in a couple of different musical projects, so that's what keeps me busy.
How long have you been married?
25 years.
Wow.
I know. It's a job.
Eric, thanks for joining us today on the Storage Switzerland podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.